This is the brief on cloud operating models. So the team over at MISO, they have this really interesting take on the cloud. They see it not just as a place to stick your data, but as different ways of working, operating models that totally shape your costs and the skills you need. And here's the key. This is not a history lesson. These are phases of adoption. Your company could be stepping into phase one, like today. Okay, so first up, the three phases. You've got Cloud 1.0. That's your classic lift and shift. Basically, just moving your own hardware into someone else's data center. Then there's Cloud 2.0, which is cloud native. Think Salesforce. You get a ton of speed, but you also get way more locked in with that vendor. And finally, Cloud 3.0. This one's a distributed model, a mix of cloud, on-prem, and edge computing, processing data right where it's made. Second takeaway. The reality is, well, it's messy. Almost no one fits neatly into just one of these boxes. You're probably juggling a mix of everything, right? And that fragmentation is just brutal for your teams. I mean, how can anyone be a deep expert on every single tool for every model? It's a recipe for burnout. All right, so finally, how do you fix this chaos? The answer isn't adding more tools. It's actually using less technology. Your teams need agnostic tools that work the same way across all those environments. That way, they can build real expertise in one place instead of constantly relearning workflows. So the bottom line is, success isn't about chasing every new platform. It's about finding tools that work seamlessly across the messy reality of your infrastructure. True efficiency comes from consistency, not complexity.